Recently, a friend and I were discussing what the Lord is doing in His church today.
Kacan lami, seorang sobat, sareng adi, gunam catur, naon udi pidamel pangeran di gerejana dinten iyo.
My friend observed, God is restoring faith to His church.
Kepada pinaliti, pangeran uju malikeun iman ka gerejana.
I said, yes, but faith for what?
Berarti muhun, tapi iman kanggo naon?
And my friend said, isn't it wonderful how the Lord is restoring healing to the body of Christ? Yes, I replied, it's wonderful. But healing for what and wholeness for what? My friend said, isn't it wonderful that we are learning the message of prosperity for the people of God?
Sobat Abdi, nah sanes matak heran orang diajar pisan ngenaan kemakmuran kanggo umat pangeran.
I said, yes, that's wonderful, but prosperity for what purpose?
Walau Abdi, muhun, pangeran mah ngaherankan pisan, tapi naon tujuan kemakmuran itu?
And my friend said, well, what about all of the power that God is releasing to the church today? Isn't that wonderful?
Walau Sobat Abdi, kumaha kana sadaya kawasanu dilepaskan pangeran ke gereja ayeuna?
I said, yes, indeed it is, but power for what? Is there some overarching purpose of God in all that He is doing in His people?
Naha aya hal nu ngalingkupan maksud pangeran dina sadaya padamelana ka umatna?
For what purpose does God desire us to be people of faith?
Naon maksud pangeran pikeun urang sabaros janten umatna nu iman?
Why does He want us to be people of power?
Naha mantena hoyong urang janten umat.
Why does He want us to walk in wholeness?
Naha mantena hoyong urang mapah dina kalengkepan.
Why does He want us to experience His prosperity?
Naha mantena hoyong urang ngalaman kaluwihan.
Certainly God desires all these things for us as His children because He loves us.
Antos pangeran hoyong saraya ieu kanggo urang salaku putra-putrana kumaha mantena nyaah ka urang.
But there is also a purpose for which God brings these things to His people.
Tapi aya maksud sanes disatukan ngan saraya nu dipasikeun ka umatna.
Notice what Jesus said in the Gospel of John chapter 15 verse 16.
Perhatoskeun naon nu dicarioskeun Yesus dina Injil Yohanes pasal 15 ayat 16.
In John chapter 15 verse 16, Jesus made this observation.
Dina Yohanes pasal 15 ayat 16, Yesus ngayakeun panalungtikan.
He said, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit."
Saurna, lain maraneh anu marilih kami, tapi kami geus milih maraneh sarta kami geus ditangtukeun kudu bral aringgit ngagelarkeun buah-buah kalakuan tina hasil kepercayaan.
Why did Jesus appoint you and call you?
Kenapa Yesus nunjuk sareng nyauran saderek?
Why did the Lord bring us into the family of God?
Kenapa Allah nyandak urang ka kulawarga Allah?
Now notice what Jesus did not say.
Aina perhatoskeun naon mun teu ricaoskeun Yesus?
He did not say, I have called you and appointed you to go to heaven.
Yesus teu nyarios kami teu nunjuk nyauran maneh jang indit ka sawarga.
He did not say, I have appointed you that your sins might be forgiven.
Mantenantenyaur, kami nunjuk maneh, sangkan dosa-dosa maneh dihampura.
He did not say, I have appointed you so that you might enjoy abundant life.
Kami nunjuk maneh, sangkan hirup dinakayan benghar.
Now, all of these things are ours in our relationship to God through Jesus Christ.
Kadaya hal ieu milik urang dina hubungan urang sareng Allah ngalangkungan Yesus.
When we receive Christ as our Savior and Lord,
atas urang nampi Kristus salaku juru selamat serta pangeran,
we do have the gift of eternal life.
Kadaya anugerah hirup nu langgeng.
We do have the promise of abundant life right now.
Kadaya janji hirup nu kasendehan berkah ayeuna oge.
We do have the assurance of sins forgiven.
Urang ada jaminan yen dosa urang dihapunten.
But what did God bring us into His family to do?
Tapi naon nu kada dipidamel urang waktos pangeran nyandak urang kana keluargina?
He brought us into His family that as His disciples we might bear fruit for Him.
Mantra nyandak urang ka keluargina supaya janten murid-muridna tiasa ngasilkan buah pikeun mantena.
The fruit that Jesus speaks of here is not only the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
Buah nu dicariskeun ku Yesus dieu sanes mung buah Roh Suci.
But it is the fruit of an abundant spiritual harvest.
Buah tina panen rohani anu leuwih.
The harvest of precious souls all over the world.
Panen jiwa-jiwa anu harga an pisan di sakulatina.
Jesus challenged his disciples.
Yesus nantang murid-muridna.
Lift up your eyes.
Tempo sakuling maneh.
Look out on the fields.
Tetep kebon-kebon.
Right now they are white already unto harvest.
Ras kuning tur asak kanggo dipanen.
Too many Christians are spiritually nearsighted.
Teuing urang Kristen nolong secara rohani.
We need once again to lift up our eyes.
Sakali deui urang kedah ngangkat
pandangan. To look over the fence of our self-imposed limitations and barriers.
Ningali ngaliwatan pager nu ngabatesan sareng ngahalangan dirinya lira.
And to see an entire world for which Christ died.
Ningali sakulia dunya nu mangrupikeun maksud tina maut Kristus.
This is a session on developing your vision from God.
Ieu sesi ngeunaan ngembangkeun visi sadayak ti pangeran.
But we must always remember that whatever vision we personally have must be tied to God's greater scheme.
Tapi urang kedah imut yen naon bae visi urang pribadi kedah dikaitkeun sareng rarancang pangeran nu langkung ageung.
Our vision from God is to be part of God's great vision for the nations.
Visi urang kedah janten bagian ti visi pangeran nu aheng pikeun bangsa-bangsa.
We are to participate in God's global plan.
Urang kedah ngiring dina rarancang pangeran secara global.
God's global plan is to bring all of the nations under the lordship of Christ.
Rancang pangeran secara umumnya eta nyandak sarea bangsa dina kapangeranan Yesus Kristus.
Christ gave us the great commission.
Kristus masihan ka urang amanah agung.
His final words before he ascended into heaven.
Tahuna nu terakhir satatan mantenan naik ka surga.
They are the marching orders that Jesus gave to the church.
Eta teh parentah perang nu dipasihkeun ka pangeran.
The Great Commission is what we, as the people of God, are to give our attention to.
Amat agung teh hal nu kedah diperhatoskeun ku urang salaku umat pangeran.
It is the agenda of the church.
Eta teh rarancang gareja.
From the time that the Lord ascended back into heaven.
Disaprak pangeran naik ka sawarga.
Until the time that he comes back to earth again.
Dugi ka mantena ka bumi deui engke.
We are to focus our lives.
Orang kedah musatkan hirup orang.
And focus our energies.
Musatkan tanaga orang.
And focus our hopes.
Pengharapan orang.
And focus our prayers.
Doa-doa orang.
On the completing and the fulfilling of Christ's great commission.
Dina nyampurnakan sadang nangkep amanah agung Kristus.
The great missionary to Africa, David Livingstone, made this observation.
Misionari kasor nu angkat ka Afrika David Livingstone nyarioskeun pangamatanana.
He said God had only one son.
Karena Allah mung kaduh putra tunggal.
And that son was a missionary.
Putra eta teh saurang misionari.
The Christian faith is a missionary faith.
Iman Kristen teh iman misionari.
True biblical Christianity is always evangelistic.
Kekristenan Alkitab biasa jati sok ngawartakeun Injil.
Real Christianity is always stretching past its current borders.
Kekristenan nu salesna sok ngalegaan waktos kapengker dugi ka ayeuna.
The great missionary statesman Oswald J. Smith carried the heart of the Lord Jesus.
Nagarawan misionari Nukasor Oswald D. Smith nyandak mana?
For Jesus said concerning himself, the Son of Man is come to seek and save those who are lost.
Kumaha Yesus ngadawuh ngeunaan dirina Putra Manusia sumping neangan tur nyalametkeun nu leungit.
Dr. Smith asked the probing, piercing question.
Dr. Smith ngajukeun patarosan nalungtik.
Why should anyone hear the gospel twice until everyone has heard it once?
Kunaon unggal jalmi kedah ngadangu Injil dua kali duki sareya jalmi Tos ngadanguna sakali.
I believe from heaven's perspective, the most important thing that is happening in the body of Christ worldwide is the international ownership of the church around the world of the Great Commission.
Adi percantan tina tetinggalian sawarga, hal nu penting pisan nucuru kacantanan tina salira Kristus, bisa keladunya nyaita kapamilika internasional tiga reja nusa kita cariasan amanah agung.
I am one from the United States. I live in the United States.
Abdi ti Amerika Serikat, hirup di Amerika.
As you do, I love my country.
Kami seperti saderek, abdi nyaah kan negara abdi.
But my first loyalty is not to my nation.
Tapi pengabdian abdi nu kahiji sanes ka bangsa.
My first loyalty is to Jesus Christ.
Pengabdian abdi kahiji nyaeta ka Yesus Kristus.
And to his eternal kingdom.
Sareng kerajaanna nu langgeng.
Please hear me.
Dengukeun.
It is not the responsibility only of the church in the United States to evangelize the world.
Sanes mangrupikeun tanggung jawab gereja di Amerika bae kanggo nginjilan ieu dunya.
It is the privilege and the responsibility of all believers in every nation.
Eta teh kasempatan istimewa sareng tanggung jawab sadaya jalmi percanten di unggal bangsa.
Together, we are to bear under this tremendous challenge to get the gospel to every person and to make disciples of all nations.
Sasarengan urang kedah nanggung tantangan nu aheng kanggo ngadugikeun Injil ka unggal jalmi tur ngamuridkeun sadaya bangsa.
The missionary heart of God is revealed even in the Garden of Eden.
Hati misionari pangeran malah dicarioskeun di Taman Eden.
After Adam and Eve rebelled, the Father heart of God came searching for his fallen creation.
Saparantos Adam sareng Hawa ngalawan Allah, Bapa sumping milarian ciptanana nutos rak-rak kana dosa.
And early on in human history, God calls out an individual by the name of Abram.
Rajangna dina sajarah manusia pangeran nyauran jalmi nu namina Adam.
And he makes a covenant with this man.
Mantana mengket janji sareng jalmi ieu.
You can read about this covenant in Genesis chapter 12 verses 1-3.
Berarti biasa macang ngenaan perjanjian ieu dina kajian pasal 12 ayat 1 dugi ka 3.
He said, Abraham, I'm going to come into covenant with you.
Tau pangeran, kami rek ngiket janji jeung anjeun.
I'm going to bless you.
Kami rek ngaberkahan anjeun.
I'll make your name great.
Abdi rek ngajadikeun ngaran anjeun kasohor.
And you will be a blessing.
Tur anjeun baris jadi berkah.
I will bless those who bless you.
Kami rek ngaberkahan jalmi-jalmi nu ngaberkahan.
I will curse those who curse you.
Kami rek nyapa jalma-jalma nu nyapa anjeun.
Now notice.
Ana perhatikeun.
And in you,
saderek,
and in your offspring,
turunan saderek,
all of the families of the earth will be blessed.
Sadaya jalmi di dunia baris kenging berkah.
Please understand.
Dengar tos.
God said to Abraham,
dawuh pangeran ka Ibrahim,
through your offspring, through your seed, all of the families of earth are going to be blessed.
Keturunan anjeun sadaya bangsa di bumi baris kenging berkah.
The Apostle Paul is very clear that the seed of Abraham is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Rasul Paulus jentre pisan anjeunna nyaros pinih Ibrahim teh Yesus Kristus.
And that we through faith in Christ we become the spiritual seed of Abraham.
Yen urang ngalangkungan iman di lebet Kristus, urang janten pinih rohani Ibrahim.
Therefore, we can claim the covenant blessings of the seed of Abraham that God will bless us as well.
Margeta orang tiasa nyepang berkah perjanjian bini Ibrahim di mana pangeran baris ngaberkahan orang oge.
But we also come under the covenant responsibility of the people of God.
Tapi orang oge aya dina perjanjian tanggung jawab umat pangeran.
We as the people of God are now to bless all of the families of the earth.
Urang salaku umat pangeran kedah ngaberkahan sadaya kaum di dunya.
Now how do we do that?
Ena kumacarana urang ngalakukeun.
How do we bring blessing to all the families of the earth?
Kumacarana urang ngaberkahan sadaya kaum di dunya.
The way that nations are blessed is through the gospel.
Cara supaya bangsa-bangsa eta diberkahi eta ngalangkungan Injil.
All you have to do is look at history in just a very cursory, slight way, and you see the blessing of the gospel. Wherever the gospel dominates, that nation is blessed.
Berdasarkan pidamelnya eta ningal sajarah sekedap sareng ningali berkah Injil di mana bae Injil aya bangsa eta diberkahan.
Now, look at that scene in history past.
God
calls out a man.
Pangeran nyaur saurang.
He brings that man into covenant relationship with himself.
He
says, through your offspring, all the nations of the earth will be blessed.
Dahuna kuturunan anjeun saraya bangsa di bumi baris kenging berkah.
And now let's go to a scene that is yet future. It is described for us in John's Revelation.
Eta digambarkeun kanggo urang dina Wahyu.
The book of the Revelation, chapter 5, verse 9.
Wahyu pasal 5 ayat 8.
There is described a scene where the redeemed people of all ages are around the throne of God.
Jadi ia digambarkan hiji adegan di mana umat tebusan di segala zaman ngurilingan tahta.
The Bible refers to this company of the redeemed as multitudes that no one can number.
Kitab suci nunjukkan sakumpulan jelma nutos ditebus salah kumpulan nuser bisa
dikatakan. And this company of redeemed people.
Kumpulan umat tebusan itu.
Those who have been purchased by the blood of Christ and who have put their faith in Him.
Nyata aranjena nutos di pesiar ku getik Kristus, turutos di nyimpen iman aranjena di lebat mantena.
They are singing a new song to God.
Aranjena mujikan lagu anyar ka pangeran.
It is a song of praise to the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Eta teh pujian ka anak domba Allah, Gusti Yesus Kristus.
The lyrics of the song are given for us.
Lirikna dipastikan ka urang.
I believe this song is going to be sung in every dialect under heaven.
Abi percantan pujian ya barisin pujikan dina sadaya dialek di kalang langit.
And yet it will arise before the throne of God in perfect unison.
Pajak pujian eta barisin taikeun ka payunan tahta Allah dina kasatunggalan sampurna.
In this future scene, the redeemed of all ages sing this song to Jesus Christ.
Dina adegan pikap payunan ieu jalmi-jalmi tebusan ti sareja jaman nyanyikeun ieu kanggo Yesus Kristus.
You are worthy, Lord, to take the scrolls and to open the seals.
Anjeun layak Gusti nampi gulungan kitab eta tur muka metre-metrena.
Because you have redeemed us by your blood.
Kumargi anjeun tos dipencit tur ku getih anjeun.
Now, let me just pause right there. That part of the new song, we as the redeemed of the Lord can sing right now.
And
let me make a very important observation. This is a future prophetic scene that is going to happen in heaven. We who have been purchased by the blood of Christ, and all who have put their faith in Him, we will be worshiping the Lord Jesus and praising Him, and we will say, Lord, You redeemed us by Your blood. When we get to heaven, where there can be no theological mistake about how we got to heaven.
Di mana moal aya kasalahan teknologi ngeunaan kumaha urang dugi ka sawarga.
We will not be singing, You redeemed us by our good works.
Urang moal nyanyi anjeun nebus abi sadaya.
You'll never see anyone in heaven saying, you know, I just deserve to be here. No, when we get to heaven,
Da waktos urang dugikeun bisa warga.
Where there can be no mistake about how we got to heaven.
Di mana di ditu teu aya kasalahan. Kumaha urang tiasa dugikeun ditu.
We will sing, Lord, this is your accomplishment.
Urang beres nyanyi Gusti ieu nu tos dipidamel ku anjeun.
You redeemed us to God by the sacrifice of your blood on the cross.
Anjeun ngabebaskeun abdi kanggo pangeran ku pangorbanan keti anjeun di
kayu salib. That part of this wonderful new song we can sing right now.
Bagian ti pujian ieu tiasa dipujikeun ayeuna.
But we cannot yet sing the rest of the new song.
Tapi urang teu tiasa mujikeun sambunganna lirik lagu anyar eta.
Because the rest of that song,
margi sambungan lirik lagu eta,
as recorded in Revelation chapter 5 verse 9,
sapatos nu kacatet dina Wahyu pasal 5 ayat 8.
The rest of that song is not yet true.
Sambungan lagu eta tak candi tedunan.
It is my prayer that the Lord will use this international curriculum.
So abdi yen pangeran baris ngangge international curriculum ieu
and use my challenge to you.
Tur ngangge tantangan abdi kasaderek
to help bring about the finality of this new song.
Kanggo nulungan ngawujudkeun akhir pujian anyar eta.
This new song needs to give every missionary, every national worker, everyone who pioneers in advancing the gospel great hope.
Nyanyian anyar eta kedah dipasikeun ka unggal misionari, unggal padamel nasional sareng jalmi nu ngawitan dina nyebarkeun Injil pangharepan.
One day we will sing.
Hiji dinten urang baris muji.
You have redeemed us by your blood.
Anjeunna tos dipencet tur getih anjeun
Gusti. Out of every tribe.
Di unggal suku.
Out of every language group.
Di unggal bahasa.
Out of every ethnic group.
Unggal kaum.
Out of every nation.
Di unggal bangsa.
We the church cannot yet sing that song.
Orang gereja tetiasa mujikan lagu ayeuna.
It is not yet true.
Hal eta tacan kawujud.
But praise be to God.
Tapi puji Gusti.
One day it will be true.
Hiji dinten hal eta pasti.
And you looking at this video right now will be part of God's answer in bringing the fulfillment of this song being sung in heaven.
Rek ningali video ieu ayeuna baris janten bagian tiwaleran pangeran dina nedunan pujian ieu anu dinyanyikeun.
You are part of the great international company that God will use to advance the gospel to every tribe.
Rek teh bagian ti kumpulan internasional nu agung baris ti anggek pangeran kanggo nyebarkeun Injil ka unggal.
And into every language.
Unggal bahasa.
And to every people or ethnic group.
Unggal jalmi tanapi kelompok etnis.
To every nation.
Unggal bangsa.
That's the great commission that the Lord has given to us.
Eta amanah agung nu dipasikeun pangeran ka urang.
And we're going to look at that in some detail.
Urang bari ningali hal.
The great commission is given in every one of the gospels.
Amanah agungnya eta di unggal jalmi nu nyerat Injil.
Matthew, Mark, Luke and John.
Matius, Markus, Lukas sareng Yohanes.
And also in the book of Acts.
Oke, dina cara surat-surat rasul.
But before we look at those passages,
wisatan orang ningali bagian-bagian eta,
let me remind you of a promise from Jesus.
Ingatan saderek ngenaan hiji janji ti Yesus.
One day the disciples asked the Lord, "Lord, what is going to be the sign of your coming and when will these things begin when will these things take place?"
Jadi enten murid-murid naros ka pangeran. Caroskeun ka abdi sadaya kumaha eta beres kacantenan.
Lord, what can we look for right before your return?
Naon ciri kasumpingan Gusti sareng akhir zaman?
Jesus mentioned several things.
Yesus nyinggung sababaraha hal.
Natural convulsions in the earth.
Benderna alam di bumi.
Earthquake.
Lini.
Fires.
Tenu.
Famines.
Kelaparan.
And then he said something else would occur.
Lajang mantra nyero siji hal baris ayat.
In verse 14 of Matthew chapter 24.
Dina ayat 14 di Matius pasal 24.
Matthew 24 verse 14.
Matius 24 ayat 14.
Jesus said this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations.
Tahu Yesus, hari Injil, pernyataan kerajaan Tia bakal nyebar, sumobar kasa kuliah dunia, ngajari saksi, kasa kape bangsa.
Then, Jesus said, the end will come.
Terus, tahu Yesus, meskitu kakara akhir
zaman teh datang. Notice, first the gospel is preached.
Peratuskan ngawitan Injil kedah diwartakan.
To every grouping of people, every ethnic group.
Kaunggal kelompok manusia tiunggal.
And from that proclamation of the gospel.
Diwarta Injil eta.
Some will believe out of every group under heaven.
Beberapa baris percantan tiunggal kelompok di kolong langit.
And they will be in that great company that sings that new song before the Lord.
Karena baris ayah di kumpulan agung nu mujikan pujian anyar di payunan pangeran.
Now in this 24th chapter of Matthew,
karena di pasal 24 Injil Matius,
Jesus said, "Here's something else you can look for."
Tahu Yesus, ayah hal sejen nu bisa anjat perhatikan.
Nation will rise against nation.
Bangsa baris ngagugah ngalawan bangsa.
That is a very interesting statement in the original language of the Bible.
Teteh pernyataan nu menarik pisan dina bahasa asli kitab suci.
The word that is translated nation in English is the Greek word ethnos.
Kitab nu diterjemahkan dina bangsa dari kitab Yunani ethnos.
It's where we get the term ethnic group or grouping of people.
Ya asal kecap kelompok etnis atau napi sak.
Jesus said right before my return.
Tahu Yesus, samemeh kedatangan kami.
There will be a clashing and warring of one ethnic group against another.
Baris kejadian pasaya tur perang antawi siji kelompok etnis sareng.
We see this happening all over the world.
Perang ningal ia nuju kacantanan di sakulah dunia.
The tragedy in Bosnia Herzegovina.
Tragedi di Bosnia Herzegovina.
The tragedy in Burundi and Rwanda.
Tragedi di Burundi di Rwanda.
The tragedies in the Middle East.
Tragedi di Timur Tengah.
These are ethnic based clashes between different groupings of people.
Ite palasia etnis antawis kelompok jalmi.
So notice on the one hand.
Ratuskeun.
Right before the return of the Lord.
Pada kasumpinganana pangeran.
There are ethnic clashes among peoples.
Aya pasia etnis antawis jalmi-jalmi.
At the same time.
Dina waktu susami.
There is a company of the redeemed.
Aya kumpulan jalmi-jalmi nu ditebus.
The church of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Gereja Gusti Yesus Kristus.
That transcends these ethnic clashes and wars.
Nu ngalangkungan para seetnis perang.
And the love of God is shed abroad in their hearts by the Holy Spirit.
Asih pangeran dikucurkeun seurina hate aranjeuna ku Roh
Suci. Not only for their own people and for their own ethnic loyalties.
Sanes mong kanggo suku aranjeuna tur etnis aranjeuna.
But for all people everywhere.
Tapi kanggo sabea jalmi di mana bae.
In that beautiful verse, John chapter 3 verse 16.
Dina ayat nu endah Yohanes pasal 3 ayat 16.
In John 3:16 the Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his son.
Yohanes 3 ayat 16 kita suci nyaros yen Allah nyaahkeun ka dunya ieu dugi ka mantena masian putrana.
One beautiful translation says God so greatly loved and so dearly prized the world that he gave his son.
Terjemahan sanes menda Allah nyaheun pisan sareng pinuh kaasih mantena ngaanugrahkeun putrana ka dunya.
Those of us who belong to Jesus Christ.
Urang nu janten milik Yesus Kristus.
We are to carry that heart.
Urang kedah nyandak hate eta.
The very heart of God.
Eusi mana
Allah. Paul said in Romans chapter 5 verse 5.
Saur Paulus dina Roma pasal 5 ayat 5.
The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
Asih urang tos dikucurkeun kana hate urang ku Roh Suci.
Love for those who in the natural we might not even care for or not even want to be around.
Asih karanjeuna nu alami malah panginten urang terpaduli atanapi malante hoyong aya.
But the Holy Spirit produces a love in our hearts for those that normally we would not want to be with.
Tapi Rasul Cimasian asih dina hati urang kanggo aranjena nubiasa nante urang hoyong.
And it's that missionary passion that the Spirit of God wants to work into you today.
Kita gairah misionari nu hoyong di damelkeun roh pangeran di lebet sadar.
Where you move past the natural ethnic loyalties of your own people.
Di mana sadar gerak ngalangkungan kelompok etnis ti bangsa sadar nyalira.
And you carry the heart of God for all people everywhere that they might come to know Christ.
Sadar nyandak isi mana pangeran kanggo sadar jalmi di mana bae di mana aranjeuna tiasa dongkap supaya.
That's the greatest vision that God could ever put in your heart.
Eta visi nyebar nu tiasa pangeran simpen dina hati sadere.
Dr. John Haggai rightly observed.
Dr. John Haggai naliti.
The greatest vision a leader can have is one that participates in God's will for world evangelism and explains to the group how it is to be accomplished.
Visi pangageng nain nu tiasa digaduhan saurang pangmimpin teh visi nu ngiringan dina pangasalah kanggo penginjilan dunia tur ngajelaskeun ka kelompok kumaha
my heart's cry to God for you is that you will experience this passion for the evangelization of the world.
Ceritan hati abdi ka pangeran kanggo sadarek peris ngalaman gairah ieu kanggo penginjilan dunia.
In the 1980s, the Lord brought me to my knees.
Dina tahun 1880 pangeran ngagerakan abdi kanggo ngadoa.
I found myself crying out to God with one specific request.
Abdi nangis payuneun pangeran ku hiji kahoyong nu khusus.
Lord, give me the honor of spending the decade of the 1990s exclusively for world evangelization.
Gusti pasihan abdi kahormatan kanggo ngajalankeun dekade 1880 khusus kanggo penginjilan dunia.
It's the same thing that the psalmist prayed in Psalm 2 verse 8.
Doa ieu ku doa anu nyerat Jabur dina Jabur pasal 2 ayat 8.
Psalm 2 verse 8, the Lord says, "Ask of me and I will give you the nations for your inheritance."
Jabur 2 ayat 8, dawuh pangeran, "Pok penta ka kami eta sakabeh bangsa teh tangtu baris saleh."
I will give you the uttermost parts of the earth for your inheritance.
Kata sakuliah jagat nya hidup anu boga.
God is calling the church around the world.
Pangeran nyaur gareja di sakuliah dunya.
To embrace the missionary vision.
Kanggo nyandak visi misionari.
It is obvious that I am a person from the Western world.
Jendre yan abdi asalna ti dunya barat.
But I know what God is doing in my world today.
Tapi abdi terang naon di nu dibidamel pangeran di
The American Church now is a junior partner in world evangelism.
Gereja Amerika ayeuna teh mitra junior dina penginjilan dunia.
God has raised up strong indigenous churches in nation after nation.
Pangeran tos ngagugahkeun gereja-gereja pribumi dina nagara-nagara.
But he has not done this only to bless the church in that nation.
Pangeran tengarengsekeun mung ka ngaberkahan gereja dina nagara eta.
He has raised up national churches that they might take their rightful place in marching with the rest of the body of Christ to evangelize the world.
Ngagugahkeun gereja nasional di mana tiasa nyandak tempat nu leres dina barisan sareng salila Kristus sanesna kangge nginjilan dunya.
You may be viewing this video in Asia today. Lain
nyakseni video ieu di Asia ayeuna.
Or in the Middle East. Or perhaps in
Africa.
Or in Latin America. I am challenging you. I am calling to you. In the name of Jesus. Let us lock arms together. as the redeemed of the Lord out of every nation.
Jalmi tebusan pangeran nu kaluar ka unggal bangsa.
And together as the one church of the Lord Jesus Christ, let us go to get the gospel to every person.
Hiji gereja Gusti Yesus Kristus, ayo urang angkat kanggo ngadugikeun Injil ka unggal jalmi.
And to plant living churches among every ethnic grouping of people on earth.
Gereja-gereja nu hirup di antawis saraya kelompok etnis di bumi.
This is God's great vision.
Visi pangeran nu agung pisan.
And whatever the singular vision that God gives to you for your life,
nu dipasihkeun pangeran ka sadek pikeun hirup saderek.
Your vision is to contribute to the fulfilling of God's vision for the nations.
Kita ngadukung nedunan visi Allah kanggo bangsa-bangsa.
Now, let's look at the Great Commission.
Hayu urang ningal ka amanah agung.
Every time that Jesus issued the Great Commission,
nyinggung amanah agung,
he gave a promise of supernatural power for the fulfilling of that commission.
Mantra janji ngenaan kawasa supra-alami pikeun nedunan amanat eta.
Matthew chapter 28 verses 18 through 20.
Matius 28 ayat 18 tuki ka 20.
Remember, these are the words of the resurrected Christ.
Yeteh cariosan ti Kristus nutos kuga.
Right before his ascension into heaven. Matthew 28:18-20. Jesus said, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and in earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations."
Jesus teras nyaketan karan kamaranehna bari ngalahir sakbe kawasa di sawarga jeung di bumi geus dipasrakeun ka kami kusala peta maraneh. Kudu iyang kabeh bangsa kudu dijadikan murid kami.
Baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you.
Kudu dibaptis kalawan panjenengan Rama Putra jeung Roh Suci, jeung kudu diwurukan sina ngalampakeun sagala rupa hal anu ku kami geus diparintahkeun kamarane.
And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age.
Maraneh sing yakin kami teteras ngarejengan kamarane sapanjang nepi ka akhir jaman.
Now, I want you to notice the inclusive nature of this commission.
Hayong marhatoskeun naon aya dina amanah ieu.
Make disciples out of all nations, Jesus said.
Jesus kabeh bangsa kudu dijadikeun murid kami.
Again, the word nations is the Greek word ethnos.
Kita bangsa dina basa Yunani ethnos.
We are to bring every grouping of people under the lordship of Christ. Kita
unggal kelompok jalmi dina kapangeranan Kristus.
There is a single imperative command that the Lord gives in these verses.
Kita kalimat perintah tunggal nu dipastikeun pangeran dina ayat-ayat eta.
The commission is to make disciples out of all ethnic groups under heaven.
Kita kanggo ngamuridkeun sadaya kelompok etnis di kolong langit.
It's a supernatural assignment.
Ia pancen supra alami.
But Jesus promises supernatural power.
Yesus ngajanjikeun kawasa supra alami.
In verse 18, he assures us, "All authority is now given to me in heaven and in earth."
18, anjeunna ngajamin urang saraya kenging wewenang anu anjeunna dipasikeun ka abdi di sawarga sareng di bumi.
The earth does not belong to the devil.
Bumi sanes milik iblis.
Any authority that he exercises is usurped authority.
Otoritas naon bae anu dilakukeun iblis teh otoritas nu dirampas.
Paul said in the book of Colossians that Jesus has stripped Satan of all authority.
Paulus dina Kolose, yen Yesus teh ngalocotan iblis dina sadaya otoritas.
And even under the inferior old covenant.
Dina perjanjian lami nu teu kawasa.
That does not have the promises that we possess in the new covenant.
Nu teu gaduh janji-janji nu urang gaduh dina perjanjian anyar.
Even before the victory of the cross and the resurrection.
Alasatatan kinging di kayu salib tur digugahkeun.
Even then the Bible says the earth is the Lord's.
Alasatatan eta kitab suci nyarios bumi teh milik pangeran.
By right, Jesus owns this planet.
Kalau yu hakna, Yesus gaduh planet ieu.
The earth is the Lord's and all of those who live on the earth.
Bumi teh milik Pangeran sareng sadaya anu hirup di bumi.
That does not mean that everyone is saved.
Eta sanes hartosna sadaya jalmi salamet.
It does mean that the potential of redemption reaches everyone.
Eta sanes hartosna yen potensi penebusan ngadugi sadaya jalmi.
The Bible says Jesus tasted death for every person.
Dan nyaros yen Yesus ngalaman maut pikeun sadaya jalmi.
Again, Jesus gives this supernatural assignment, the Great Commission, in the Gospel of Mark.
Jadi Yesus masihan pancen supraalamie amanah agung dina Injil Markus.
Mark chapter 16 verse 15.
Markus pasal 16 ayat 15.
Go into all the world and proclaim the gospel, preach the gospel to every person.
Jug-jug sakuliah dunia embar ke Injil.
Now, once again, the commission is inclusive.
Sekali deui amanah agung disinggung.
Don't leave anyone out.
Tong ngantep saurang oge.
Preach the gospel to every person.
Partakeun Injil ka unggal jalmi.
I want to speak to my African brothers and sisters right now.
Abdi hoyong nyaros ka saderek sadaya ti Afrika ayeuna ieu.
And I want my brothers and sisters in India to listen carefully.
Di India ngadangu jentre pisan.
Brothers and sisters in Europe who are moving back to ancient ethnic loyalties, please hear me.
Saudara saya di Eropa anu mulang ka etnis kuno, dangukeun ieu.
Jesus is calling on you to operate and live in an opposite spirit from what is happening around you.
Yesus nyaho saudara kanggo gerak sareng hirup dina roh nu benten tinunuju ka jantenan di sabuderan saudara.
And instead of a loyalty first being to your own group of people and your own ethnic background. Dan
pengabdian saderek nu kahiji dipastikeun ka sakalompok saderek nyalira sareng asal usul etnis saderek.
Your first loyalty now is to be to Jesus Christ.
Dan ayeuna pengabdian saderek nu kahiji kedah dipastikeun ka Yesus Kristus.
And to his precious bride.
Sareng ka panganten nu hargaan pisan.
The Church of the Lord Jesus Christ,
Gereja Gusti Yesus Kristus,
that is comprised and composed of men and women in ethnic groupings around the world.
Inu istri sareng pamanggeut dina kelompok etnis di sakuliah dunya,
including ethnic groups that you may not personally like.
Kalebet kelompok etnis nu teu dipikaresep saderek cara pribadi.
Your tribe or your people may be literally at war with another tribe.
Umat dari bangsa saderek panginten nuju perang sareng suku sanes.
But as a believer in Christ, you are called upon to love that other group of people and to carry responsibility to get the gospel to them.
Misalaku nu percanten dina Kristus saderek disaur kanggo mika runya kelompok sanes tur nyandak tanggung jawab kanggo ngadugkeun Injil ka aranjeuna.
Preach the gospel to every person, Jesus said.
Imbarkeun Injil ka umat sakumna, dawuh Yesus.
And then he promised supernatural empowerment that signs would follow those who believe.
Kajang mantena janji pemberdayaan supraalami mangrupi ciri-ciri nu nyarengan aranjeuna nu percanten.
Again in the Gospel of Luke.
Alide dina Injil Lukas.
Chapter 24 verses 46 through 48.
Pasal 24 ayat 46 dugi ka 48.
Luke 24 verses 46 through 48.
Lukas 24 ayat 46 juga 48.
Thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise again the third day.
Disituliskeun kieu, Kristus kudu nandangan eta kabeh dina poe nu katilu gugah deui tinu antara nu maot.
That repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all the nations.
Kalan asmana hal pertobat jeung panghampura dosa teh kudu diwawarkeun ka sakala bangsa.
Beginning at Jerusalem and you are witnesses of these things.
Mimiti Yerusalem nyamaraneh saksina tina ieu sakabeh perkara.
Again Christ issues the Great Commission.
Kali deui Kristus ngangge amanah agung.
Repentance and remission of sins to be proclaimed in his name among all of the nations.
Pertobatan sareng penghampura dosa kedah didugikeun dilepet panjenengana di sagala bangsa.
It's a supernatural assignment. But once again, the Lord offers supernatural power.
Tapi sekali lagi Pangeran nawarkan kuasa supralami.
In verse 49, he says, "Stay in Jerusalem until something happens to you."
Ini ayat 48 dahuna maraneh kudu tetap heula di dieu nepi ka aya kacandaran ka maraneh.
Stay in Jerusalem until you're endued with power from on high.
Tetap di ieu kota nepi ka mangsana maraneh menang pangdedeg.
And of course that happened just a few days later on the day of Pentecost.
Tangtos bae eta kajantenan mung sabeberaha dinten kalangkungnya eta dinten Pentakosta.
God wants to endue you with his power.
Pangeran hayang ngaberkahan sadreku kawasana.
He wants to give you a personal Pentecost.
Antena hayang masian sadrek Pentakosta pribadi.
So that you too might flow in the fullness of God's Spirit.
Pada saderek uge tiasa ngalir dina kapinuan roh Pangeran.
As a friend of mine who is a leader of the church in India has said.
Apatah dicaroskeun ku sahabat abdi nu saurang pamimpin gereja di India.
Until you're filled with the Holy Spirit, don't go.
Uge ka saderek dipinuhan ku roh suci, tong angkat.
After you're filled with the Holy Spirit,
aparantos dipinuhan ku roh suci,
don't stay. Begin to go and share your faith in Christ. Again in the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verse 21. Once again, the Lord issues the Great Commission. As the Father has sent me, Jesus said, now I am sending you.
Dawuh Yesus, kami uga ayeuna rek ngutus maraneh.
And then immediately after that, the Bible says Jesus breathed on the disciples.
Katanya sapantos eta kitab suci nyaros yen Yesus niup murid-murid.
And he said, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
Dawuhna gerat tarampak ieu roh suci.
You see again a combining of a supernatural assignment with supernatural promise of power.
Tetarek ningal sakali deui hiji gabungan pancen supraalami sareng janji kawasa supraalami.
The final issuing of the Great Commission is in Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
Pokok terakhir dina amanah agung aya dina cariosan rasul pasal hiji ayat 8.
In Acts 1:8, Jesus said you'll receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
Tuhan Yesus ngan di mana roh suci eta geus lungsur nyarengan maraneh bakal meunang kawasa.
And you'll be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth.
Tata jadi saksi-saksi kami di Yerusalem, di sakuliah Yudea jeung Samaria tuk nepi ka tungtung bumi.
When Jesus said you will be a witness for me,
waktu Yesus ngadawuh maraneh bakal jadi saksi kami.
The word for witness is where we get the English word martyr, where we get the word martyr.
Kecap saksi teh, akar kecap martir.
Jesus was saying even to the point of putting your life on the line.
Tahu Yesus malah dugi ka cindek panyerahan hirup saderek.
You'll represent me wherever you are.
Anjan baris ngawakilan kami di mana bae anjana.
There's tremendous power that is available to you to help fulfill this commission that our Lord has given.
Aya kawasa nu aheng nu aya pikeun sadrek nulungan nadunan amanah nu tos dipasikeun Pangeran urang.
There is the power of the Holy Spirit.
Aya kawasa roh suci.
Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6.
Zakaria pasal 4 ayat 6.
In Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6, the Bible says,
dina Zakaria pasal 4 ayat 6 kitab sucinya Rios,
is not my word like fire.
Lain dauhan kami jika seuneu.
And like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces.
Apatos palu nungancurkeun gunung batu.
Not by might nor by power.
Sanes ku kaperkasaan, sanes mung kakuasa.
But by my spirit says the Lord of hosts.
Iwal ku roh kami dauhan Pangeran semesta alam.
The power of the Holy Spirit is available to you.
Kawasa roh suci aya kanggo sadere.
You're capable of fulfilling whatever vision God has put in your heart.
Kadarek sanggem nedunan visi naon bae nu disimpen
by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Ku kawasa roh suci.
And then there's the power of the Word of God.
Lajeng aya kawasa dawuhan pangeran.
The power of the Word of God.
Kawasa dawuhan pangeran.
Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 29.
Yeremia pasal 23 ayat 28.
God says, "My word is like fire."
Dawuhan pangeran lain dawuhan kami jika sene.
And like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces.
Atas palu nung ngancurkeun gunung batu.
You may be in a hard place ministering.
Panginten sadrek aya di tempat pelayanan nu hese.
Just hammer away with the word of God.
Ngancurkeun ku palu dawuhan pangeran.
God's word will break the hardest rock.
Dawuhan pangeran baris ngancurkeun batu nu hese.
Then there is the power of the gospel itself.
Teras aya kawasa Injil eta nyalira.
Paul said in Romans chapter 1 verse 16.
Paulus nyarosina Rom pasal 1 ayat 16.
I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
Sebab abdi kadu kayakinan kuat dina Injil.
It is the power of God.
Injil teh kakiatan Allah.
For everyone who believes.
Nyalametkeun.
This wonderful message of Christ's death and resurrection.
Sangahirankeun ngeunaan maut sareng gugahna Kristus.
It is the very power of God.
Eta kawasa pangeran nu saleresna.
That brings salvation to all who believe.
Eta nu nyanda kasalametan ka sadaya nu percanten.
Then there's the power of the name of Jesus.
Ras aya kawasa dina jenengan Yesus.
Acts chapter 3 verse 16.
Rasul-rasul pasal 3 ayat 16.
Peter said, "Here's how this lame man is now whole before you."
Saur Petrus, nya kulantaran manehna percaya bisa nacager teh kasaksian ku aranjeun.
It's through his name, through faith in his name.
Manehna percaya ka Yesus. Aranjeuna dipi kawawu sarta katarindo sapopoena.
And the power of the blood of Jesus.
Ras kawasa kedah Yesus.
Revelation chapter 12 verse 11.
Wahyu 12 ayat 11.
They overcame the devil by the blood of the lamb.
Bisa ngalehkeun manehna berkah getih anak domba.
Now, I want to be very personal as this session comes to a close.
Ayeuna abdi hoyong nyarios secara pribadi di akhir sesi ieu.
You have not witnessed this video by accident.
Kekaleresan saya sedang menyaksikan video ieu.
God has an important role for you to play in helping to get the gospel to all nations.
Pangeran kadu peran nu penting pikeun sare kanggo diperankeun dina nulungan ngadugikeun Injil ka sadaya bangsa.
He's speaking to someone about planting a new church in an unreached area.
Mantena nyaos ka saurang ngeunaan melak gereja anyar dina hiji daerah nu can kadugi.
Writing gospel literature for your people and beyond.
Nyerat tulisan Injil pikeun bangsa saderek tur di luar bangsa saderek.
I want to challenge every pastor who hears me now.
Biayong nantang unggal pangangon nunga dangukeun abdi.
Make your church a church planting church.
Jantenkeun gereja saderek gereja anu melak.
Plant a new church in an unreached area.
Palak hiji gereja anyar di daerah nu can aya.
Make your church a missionary sending church.
Jantenkeun gereja saderek salaku gereja nu ngutus misionari.
Like the church at Antioch.
Patos gereja Antioquia.
Send out your finest to represent Jesus Christ.
Pasikeun usaha saderek nu pangsaena kanggo ngawakilan Yesus Kristus.
Before the Lord, answer these questions.
Dipayunan pangeran waler patarasan ieu.
What role has God ordained for me to play in helping to fulfill the Great Commission?
Naon peran nu tos ditetepkeun pangeran kanggo dijalankeun ku abdi dina nulungan.
What role has God ordained my church to play in helping to fulfill the Great Commission?
Naon peran nu tos ditetepkeun kanggo gereja abdi dina nulungan ngeunaan amanah agung?
What role has God ordained me to play in cooperation with the whole body of Christ to help fulfill the Great Commission?
Naon peran nu tos ditetepkeun pangeran kanggo dijalankeun ku abdi dina kooperasi sareng sadaya
Go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to every person.
Jug-jug sakulia dunia, imbarkeun Injil ka umat sakumna.
Go and make disciples of all nations.
Miang, jadikeun sareya bangsa murid Kristus.